So this panel is the SEC Hot Topics panel, which is a nice follow-on, you know, to the fireside chat that we just had. And, you know, a lot of the half-glass-full versions that we were hearing from Eric, we're gonna, you know, give you the other side as well, I think, at least a couple of us. But in any event, I have a really great panel here. To my left is David Fraser. He's an associate director at the Fort Worth regional office at the SEC. He's been there for about 19 years. So there's a theme here with these long-tenured, you know, people at the commission. And during your tenure, you've been in the trial unit, you've also been an investigative attorney, so you've seen both those sides. And then before that, you were at Haynes Boone.
That's right.
I understand.
Yep.
So, glad to have you here. Thanks for coming. To David's left is another David Peevler. David is a partner at Jones Day and formerly the regional director of the Fort Worth regional office. And you were there nearly 20 years, is my understanding. So another thematic thing here for tenure. And David was also a general counsel, you know, for a registered broker-dealer along the way as well. And David, you and I were talking before the panel that I think we've been on this panel every year for the last 10 years together. So
pretty close, yeah.
Thanks for sticking with me. I really, really appreciate it. Next to David is Sarah Millett. She's a partner at Kirkland & Ellis and is a very recent departee from the SEC. Was been a few months, 5 months?
5 months.
5 months. And the handcuffs are off, and she's going to be able to say exactly what she thinks now. So,
maybe not go that far, but.
Yeah. And before you were at the SEC, you were also at Haynes & Boone, I noticed.
That's right.
Good advertisement for Haynes & Boone. And then next to Sarah is Melvin Warren, so, fellow accountant. Very important to have you on this panel. We have to represent, you know, the profession. I'm glad that you're here. And you've been at the SEC for about 10 years. And he's, I guess it's a fairly new position that's been created at the Fort Worth regional office as a supervisory accounting position, which is great. And great to have you here. And you were at PwC before that and at the PCAOB as well. So,
that's correct.
Great to have you. I think we've got a really good blend of current SEC, former SEC lawyers, accountants. So hopefully this will be a good discussion here. So to kick it off, I think it'd be great just to kind of start with David Fraser. Just love to hear kind of at a very high level, you know, update the room on, you know, the leadership at the commission and the enforcement division and kind of what's being kind of, you know, touted as the hot topics that have really been the main priorities that people are talking about at the top level.
Sure. First of all, I'd like to thank UT Law CLE and the organizers of the conference for inviting Melvin and I to participate. We really appreciate it. Secondly, and I'm sure this is what you all came to hear, but the views that Melvin and I expressed today are made in our roles as supervisory accountant and associate regional director of the Fort Worth regional office, but do not necessarily reflect the views of the commission, the commissioners, or other members of the staff. Interestingly, Eric reminded me a few times to make sure I said that, so I'm a little concerned about what he thought I might say. In terms of leadership, I'm going to start with leadership in the Division of Enforcement in D.C. Eric referenced earlier our director is Grubir Graywall. He's a career prosecutor. He's been in this position since July 2021. Prior to that, he was the attorney general for the state of New Jersey. Prior to that, he was the county prosecutor for Bergen County in New Jersey. And prior to that, he was an AUSA in the District of New Jersey and the Eastern District of New York. The deputy in the division is Sanjay Wadhwa, someone who those who've practiced before the commission for some time will recognize Sanjay's name. He's been around for a long time. I think he started at the SEC in 2003. He's been in this role as the deputy since 2021 as well. Sanjay's got a Texas tie as he went to and graduated from law school in Houston. chief counsel in our division is Sam Walden. Sam is also a longtime government employee, longtime SEC employee.